to the end. The ones he's found true, who've made it through, enduring until the end. So, David, you have a God story.
I do.
There was a time in your life you lived without God. How did you come to Jesus?
Well, God's plan involved us getting to know people, which is often how it works.
But relational.
But what was intriguing is it was a woman that my wife worked with when we were living in Lakeland. They both worked for the city of Lakeland at one time.
Wow.
And got to know them, and so we got to know her husband and myself. We had dinner, everybody, and enjoyed their friendship. And then one day, we were having dinner with them, and they said, "Guess what? We got saved." And, you know.
Just like that.
Just like that. Well, wow. They're very excited about having met the Lord, having received Him as Lord and Savior. And at that time, they were Methodists and we were Episcopalians.
Ah, okay.
But they received Christ at an Assemblies of God event.
Interesting.
And that was during the Charismatic Renewal.
Sure.
Back in the late 70s. And so we kind of looked at each other and said, "Oh, that's nice, you know. Where's our relationship going to go?" But what God had done is they had built a house. We had bought their property. They had a mobile home on a piece of land. And they built behind that on a piece of land. So we were like really
neighbors.
There. Yeah. Neighbors. And in fact, God had them sweeten the deal. They just sold us the house without interest. So we were paying them off.
Really?
Yeah, it was, well, this was great, you know. But anyway, so we were right there. And soon after this, a bunch of other friends, saved friends, got a Bible study going at his house. And
wow.
They invited us to come Sunday nights. And we kind of hemmed and hawed for a while. We got this and that going on. But eventually, you know, there was something about the Spirit of God was working in us then, I can see. And so we said, well, let's check it out. Let's see what's happening. And so we went. They're all about the same. We're all in our 20s. But these were people that believed. They knew the Lord. They'd received Him. And they believed the Word of God was real, true, and Jesus was real, and, you know, all that stuff. And so we just sat there, listened to them speak. As we read the Word of God, and we heard both their hearts, what they believed to be true, but also was an environment where they could say, "Well, I'm not sure about this." Bring the questions, their doubts, into that environment, and we'd pray about it, and we'd talk, go back to the Word. So we were learning all of that. And anyway, it was about we'd been to about four Sundays in a row. And this was November 3rd of 1976. After that meeting, we walked back to our place. We're coming in, and I mean, well, let my Cynthia in, and she went and sat down on the couch. We're sort of in a daze, I think. Good days. But and so I just remember this. I'm closing the door and locking the door. And then before I turn around to Cynthia, I hear the Lord say, "You know, it's all real. It's all true." I mean, He has never spoken to me before, but because we had what was going on is the Spirit of God had brought
That's
to
awesome.
Us an assurance that the Bible was real, which is a big deal for me and my wife probably too. So anyway, so this I hear this from the Lord, you know, "I am real. Everything about me is real. The Bible is true." So I turn around to her and I say, "You'll never guess what I just heard." We sat down next to each other. I just shared what I'd heard, and I can't remember all the details, but we ended up opening our hearts to Christ Jesus.
Wow.
And receiving Him. That was, again, November 3rd, 1976.
That's awesome.
And
That's awesome.
We're coming up on our 49th anniversary of
That's
our
awesome.
Getting saved. And that was my story. And then, man,
somebody
like,
told you.
Somebody told me. That was it.
It's not about it's not the building. It's
no.
not the organization. It's not any of the wisdom of men, but it is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ that redeems us and saves us.
Amen.
That is powerful. And that's what we're talking about today. And, you know, we were just sort of listening a little bit to Keith Green this morning. Hopefully you will be able to tolerate my appreciation for his life and his ministry. He is definitely with the Lord, I believe. And he wrote that song to cause us to recognize that many people will never know unless we tell them. There's people that are in your circle of friends that are like David's circle of friends that you're able to share. Maybe you're one of those this morning who are saying, well, I'm in church, but I don't know about this saved thing. I don't know about that and being born again. And David, that was the difference. You were already in a church, but you were not in the kingdom.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And it is a huge difference. If you're listening today and you're saying, oh, I've tried church. Well, what you need is Jesus. is Jesus. Amen. And so it's called a personal relationship. It's not a religious social relationship. It is a life transforming event where we surrender to God. We ask Him to cleanse us, forgive us of our sins, come into our life, be Lord of our life, and we actually become God's house. Instead of taking what we call our body, our house, our life, and walking into a building and calling that church, God moves inside of us, and He calls us a part of His kingdom. We're His family. Mm. And it's awesome. And God's a gentleman. He doesn't push Himself on us, but we get to invite Him in. And I trust, as David was sharing his story, I certainly have been remembering mine. Mm. And we haven't got to Karen and Bubbles yet, but we may get to that. The morning's still young. Phone number, in fact, Karen, you can help us with that.
Yes, that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
And I have to tell you, the Holy Spirit really impacted me in a serious way this morning. I didn't go and check and see what somebody's devotional was wanting us to do today. I was hanging out with God a bit this morning, and God put this on my heart that this is a great ministry, WCNO, and we are able, with your help, to lift up Jesus and call people, invite them, just like your friends did, David, as they were saying, wow, mm-hmm. I've been saved, you know, and that happened to me. I was 15 that night, and I'm still surrendering. I'm still learning mm-hmm. to surrendering. I'm still learning to respond to the call. I can't say that I've fully surrendered everything yet. God may have something new before I get out of this day. But the good news is, as you surrender more to God, you get more of God. God doesn't leave you an empty house. He fills you with so many wonderful things, and we could talk for a long time, but let's give the phone number out. Somebody's going to want to call.
Well, the number you can call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
This next song, again, is by Keith Green, and it is entitled Jesus Commands Us to Go. We started there in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. We will, Father. We will do that. Mm-hmm. Will you join us? 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. I don't know, but I think I might talk in my sleep. 772-221-1100. And yet we have people saying, give that phone number out. Mm-hmm. We need that phone number. Well, we do have a matching fund, and Karen has not put the clock on it yet, but we need to do that. We need to do that. She can help us out with that. We had $1,698. Who's going to get things started this morning? I know you're listening. I know you're out there. I know you're busy. I know many of you have served the Lord for many years. Many of you have given over the years. Some of you have not given in a number of years. Why not step into the darkened world at this time in history and say, this prayer and share, I'm going to be a part of getting the gospel out. 772-221-1100. All right, we're going to give the phone numbers out and let you know how you can give this morning. We're so glad you have joined us and listening to WCNO in Palm City.
The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we're going to give you the number, but we're going to keep using it.
That's right.
You know, when I was a hospice chaplain, I would be with a patient, and the nurse case manager would come in, you know, for their regular visit. And the nurse would come up to the bed and say, all right, now I'm going to take your temperature. And I would say to the patient, don't worry, she'll give it back when she's done. But I don't know, a little humor there. I was just reminded of that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, we give you the number, but we'll have to use it. So,
So you do have a temperature, I'm sure, somewhere.
I've got one as far as I know.
Well, this is Wednesday, and I was delivered a camel to my desk, and I'm not sure where the camel got to. It's probably around here somewhere. Yep, there he is. And I'm not sure that has any edification.